Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I was still on the line with you when you did that, so that was a little...
Oh.
There we go, crossed over. Great.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I do need to create a security password for the account. This is in case you ever call us or we call you, so you get to choose one of these questions, and whatever answer you give me, it's going to be the password to the account, okay? Your mother's maiden name, your pet's name, or the city you were born in?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. Go ahead with the answer.
Olin. O-L-I-N.
Okay, so Olin's going to be the password to the account, okay? And then with your permission, I'm going to set this out for a 50-mile radius outside of Arthur. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. 50 miles out. Okay. All right, now the keywords and the categories that we were discussing. So remodeling. Okay, I just want to make sure I have these right because these are important. Remodeling.
Okay, let me write these down because I need to make sure I got everything for these, okay? Give me
okay.
a second.
Uh-huh, take your time. Okay. Hey, Mark, I know you were in California, man. How's your Spanish?
Oh, man, I've picked some up. I've lost it. I've gone to Mexico a billion times.
Have you really?
Well, I say a billion. I've been six. That's all right. I have close friends that are of different nationalities and cultures of Hispanic in Latin America. But I forget it. If I don't use it, I forget it.
Okay.
I know a little bit. I know some stuff. I use the word trabajo all the time. Mucho bueno trabajo. I've got some Hispanic guys that do work for me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, what? I'm sure you know some bad words. Everybody knows bad words, right?
Puto. gringo is not really a bad word. But
no, gringo just means white boy.
Bad words. I don't know all the bad words. No, I don't actually.
Yeah, no, you really don't. And for the sake of my job and the call being recorded, I cannot share them with you either, brother.
Okay, that's all right with me. All right, I'm actually trying to. I got a vendor doing some stuff for me tomorrow. He's texting me. Okay, good. All right, let me get my computer up. Let me log on. All right, and then I can add something right here. Keywords. All right, so we're going to go with remodeling.
Okay, when you say remodeling, you're doing restrooms. What exactly are you doing remodeling?
Yeah, so does it need to have bathroom or kitchen? Because in general, there are always things that a remodel takes place. Does it have to have bath or kitchen?
It's preferred only in case somebody in Google types in that word particularly, if it makes any sense.
But if they type in bath remodel, then I should come up under remodel.
You should come
right?
up. Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would like to do remodel.
Okay.
Renovations.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah.
Renovation. Okay.
Historic. I don't know if it should be historic buildings. It has to be two words, or that's what I'm gonna go with that. Historic buildings.
Okay.
Historic building. Let's go with hardscaping.
Okay.
And should I do hardscaping or landscape design? Let's see how many I got here. Okay, we'll try landscape design.
Okay, hold on. Landscape design. Okay, got that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
General contracting or contractor, general contract.
General contractor, okay.
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 Let's see here. Fluorine.
Fluorine, okay.
Insulation. I don't know if fluorine, I don't know if it needs to be both words. Insulation.
Okay, I just looked it up. Yeah, fluorine installation is better. Okay.
Okay, great. Let's see here. So we've got, I'm guessing maybe, can you make a recommendation whether we should put bathroom and kitchen?
Well, I had already put it on there for you, so yes.
Okay, great. So I'm trying to add these all up. So bathroom, did you put bathroom or did you put bathroom remodel or kitchen remodel?
I put bathroom and kitchen remodel.
Okay, and kitchen. So that'll catch, is that the best way to do that?
It's the best way, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, great. So then remodel and remodel itself doesn't need to be on there, right?
That's correct.
Or does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, no, no. Okay. Remodeling of bathroom and kitchens. Okay. So that's, you know,
okay.
If anyone's going to make a change, it's going to be our IT guys because they will tell you exactly how it is. They'll tell you, hey, Mario sent me this, but I'm going to put this other thing because I know how it works and they do.
Okay. Okay. Great. You know. Let's do, additions.
Addition.
So there's got to be a way to categorize that under.
When you say additions, is it like ADUs or what are you saying by additions?
Yeah. So I can do build on to existing homes, or I can do ADUs. We could probably put ADU on there.
I'm gonna put ADU. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm gonna try this. How about tiny homes?
Okay, hold on. Tiny homes. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put it on here. Like I said, if there's a discrepancy, believe me, our IT guys will catch it and address it with you.
Awesome. Okay. So we've got to put something on there for design.
Well, I had already put on here construction design.
Okay, construction design. All right, construction design. All right. How about – I just had a few. Hold on. How about custom woodwork?
Custom
woodwork and cabinetry?
Woodwork.
I don't know. Custom woodwork. I know cabinetry is a big thing. So maybe cabinet insulation. Custom woodwork. Yeah, custom woodwork and then cabinet installation.
Okay, we'll put custom woodwork, cabinetry, and cabinet installs.
What'd you say? Custom woodwork and what?
Cabinet installs?
Yeah, cabinet installs, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Cabinet installation. You think I could put design in there too? Cabinet design and installation? I don't know.
I think this is quite sufficient. You're going to get a call from our IT guys tomorrow either way. And if there's anything, I mean, these guys are geniuses, brother. I mean, at the end of the day, these guys, yeah, they'll tell you, hey, let's remove this, let's add this, this doesn't sound good. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
sure.
They do all that back end work, man. I mean, again, if I was as smart as they were, I'd probably be working in their department.
Yeah. Well, the list that I have here looks like 13. And you might have had a couple more that you already put down.
Yeah, I have 16, because I wrote a few of them down. So.
Okay, super, awesome.
All right.
That sounds perfect. Good.
Now tomorrow you'll get a call from the IT guys, right? They're just going to confirm everything that I gave, that I wrote and sent over to them. They want to make sure everything is right. What time tomorrow do you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare?
Honestly, between 7 a.m.
Okay.
And I have to drop my car off at the mechanics for an oil change at 8, and I'm going to stick around, but it's not really conducive for me to have a conversation, although it's right near my house. I can go back home if I need to. So preferably between 7 and 7:45 a.m., and if I could squeeze in up until 8:30 if I need to.
Okay. The earliest that we can come, because at 7 a.m., we would be at 5 a.m. here. We're not at work yet.
yeah.
We can do 7 a.m. our time, which will be 9 a.m. your time. I do have a slot open for 9.
Okay, so let me ask you. So at 9 a.m., I will be on the road driving to Champaign.
Okay.
Okay. So is there anything that I need to have that I'll need to have hands-on for? Because I can just put you on speakerphone and address.
You know what? When the IT guys call you, they're just going to go over information, and if they need anything, it's always something that, you know, that can wait for you to get to your office or where you have time. It's not something that they're not going to need something that that's not going to help them complete the process because you don't have it right there and then. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. 9 a.m. it is.
Okay.
9 a.m.
Perfect. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. Thank you. I know it was a little longer than the 7 minutes because we did the whole keywords there, but
right.
Yep, just 2 more minutes and I'll be all done here. And then you do have access to the QRE inbox at Gmail, obviously, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to be sending all the documents and confirmation there in just 1 second. All right, and then in reference to the $299 mark, how did you want to take care of that? We take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover.
Yeah, and I need to pay today?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because when you speak
tomorrow,
to our IT guys
okay.
tomorrow,
all right.
Yeah, they're not going to ask you for any payment, brother. They don't do any of that.
All right. Okay. I will. Your email was from the business, so I'm going to feel confident about this.
And as we're on the phone, I'll send you the confirmation, brother. Don't worry. I mean,
we've been
doing this for 20
all
years,
right.
Man.
I know, but I haven't been doing it for 20 years. So. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
4000-4000-2226-9232-4587. Expires 11/26.
11/26, and then the CC code is going to be 3 behind the card.
732.
Okay. Bear one second with me, Mark. I just got to verify that the information you provided is valid.
Now,
the card, does the card say Quantum Real Construction and Woodcraft, or does it say Mark Montgomery?
It says Mark A. Montgomery.
Montgomery, okay. Mark A. as in Adam, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Stand by here for 1 second while I validate that this is a valid card. And while I do that, I do have to read you our disclosure, and then we are all set, brother. Again,
okay,
we would have been done, but we did a lot of these keywords that I have to make sure that they're correct. So, you know, sorry for that. I know I told you 7 minutes, and let's see how long it's been. I'll tell you right now. Okay, it's been, twice that amount, 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dog's going crazy. He's getting very demanding right now.
Okay, let me hurry up here then. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. This will take about 20, 30 seconds. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you need me to clarify, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to get anything clarified for you. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Okay, this is going to outline the service that you'll be receiving with Local Splash. To also make sure that I do have everything correct, can you please state the name of the company?
Quantum Realm Experience LLC, doing business as Quantum Realm Construction and Woodcraft.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Mark Andrew Montgomery. I am the owner and CEO. Okay.
Perfect. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Quantum Realm Construction and Woodcraft?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account you provided?
Say that again.
I said, are you an authorized party on the billing information you provided?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, we also ask that you participate in the growth of the company, Mark. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary.
Sure.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, Mark, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. In the event that you happen to bring another company on board, all we ask is you keep us in the loop.
Bring another company on board.
Yeah, this usually happens. Like, let's say you have like multiple locations. You know, you'll hire like different companies to do, you know, the back end work and some SEO. So we like to know what they're doing. That way we're not, you know, duplicating our efforts, but I don't think that's going to be the case here. Okay.
Okay.
Your payment is going to be processed today. That's going to be $299, December 16th. The next payment will not be due until next year, January 16th. And that's going to be the firm amount once a month, $299. Also keep in mind, Mark, that this is not a contract and you do hold the right to stop or cancel this service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. And do you make that easy? I know you're on your recording.
We are on the recorded line. Keep in mind that the cancellation process with us is extremely easy. Yes, you're absolutely right. We don't give you a hard time for it. Of course, if there's anything that we can do to, you know, to try to keep you as a customer, we offer that, you know, at that point. But again, that's not something that we look forward in doing, right? I mean, we're looking to keep a relationship with your company on a long-term basis. Again, we know the only way to do that is by producing results, brother. Okay.
Sounds good.
And if you did want to cancel, we ask that you call our customer service line. You have that number. I send it over to you, the 877-635. That's our customer service line. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
I am agreeing to automatic withdrawal on a monthly basis until I cancel it, correct?
Correct, yeah, until you cancel. There's no cancellation fee, and you can cancel anytime. That's what it says.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. All right. And about maybe a minute or two, you're going to start receiving emails. You're going to start receiving text messages. I'm sure you know this and you've been through this process before. You know, welcome to the company. Terms and conditions, the experience. I mean, you're going to get a few emails. There's one email in particular that you're going to get. It's going to be the first one. It normally says Local Splash or generated Local Splash. I forgot exactly what order they come in, but it should be the first one that you get. That one has the TNCs, the terms. If you have 2 minutes, I can help you fill that out, or I can just tell you how to do it, and you can do it yourself. As long as
say
you do
again.
It. You,
what is the document?
It's the document. It has the terms that says that you allow us to call you or text you when we need, and that the card information that you provided is yours, and that all the information you gave us is correct, and that you can cancel the service anytime if you're not happy. It's going to have two little square boxes that you have to click, giving us permission to call you when we need to, and then it's going to have your name on there. You just got to type in your name. So, like I said, I can help you.
So
I can help you both. Okay.
I just pulled up the email.
Okay, perfect.
For the invoice.
Okay.
Said to access your dashboard.
No. You went a little too far with access your dashboard. It's going to be a little bit above that. It's going to say, please click here to accept. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you want to do is look for your phone number.
I certify. Yep, I'm there.
Yeah, so first one says you give us permission to call you. Second one, I certify that you're the cardholder and that the information is complete. And then right under that, it says that you can cancel the service anytime if you're not happy. So once you click on those boxes, right underneath that, you're going to see your name says Mark A. Montgomery.
Yep.
Okay.
It's there. I'm having a real hard time getting the box to click. There it goes.
Okay. So you're going to type in your name exactly how it is there, Mark. Mark A. and then Montgomery with using spaces and capital letters. It has to be identical, or if not, it won't accept it. Once you fill this in, you would hit confirm.
No. The dog's going crazy. She needs glass eyes. Sorry.
No, it's okay. This is the last step, and I'll get you off the phone. I was going to tell you how to do it, but it's better if we do it now. That way, tomorrow, it will save you about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Right underneath that, it's going to say confirm signature. If you're not able to do it, you got to turn your phone sideways.
Yep, I see.
And what this is going to do is going to take you to another screen that's going to ask you for your username and password to access your dashboard. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. Confirm signature. Okay.
Yeah, hit confirm signature.
Bella, you fold? Bella, come on, girl. You can fold. Give me a second.
Hey, Mark, tell Bella I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't want to hear it right now.
Okay. All right. Now, then don't tell her anything. Don't tell her anything. Okay.
Yeah.
You did it correctly. I just got the confirmation. You did it right, brother.
Great. So the username and password, I don't
you'll
have
get,
one.
You'll
right?
get those tomorrow, brother. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
The IT guys will get that to you tomorrow. You're all done. Mark, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family. We look forward in having a long-term relationship with you and your company. Again, thank you for giving us that 1% of your trust, brother. We will gain that other 99%. Okay.
Sounds great. Give me some more leads. That's all I care.
Yeah, I know that's all you care about, brother. And that's what we're here for, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.